Good morning. I'm Brett Chase, a ruling elder at Ascension, and I get to wrap up this service within a service with a charge to the session and as well as a charge to the congregation of Ascension Presbyterian Church. In the scripture I want to put before us for this charge on this occasion of Austin's ordination and installation as our pastor is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. And this is what it says. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. So it's this idea of respect and esteem that we want to take some time to think about with respect to Austin as our pastor. But let's set a little context first. The world we live in loves a fictional Jesus. It loves a fictional Jesus that merely tells them to be a good person, or a fictional Jesus that demands only a social gospel for a man-centered social justice, or a fictional Jesus that promises health, wealth, and prosperity. And furthermore, the world loves the so-called pastors that preach on behalf of a fictional Jesus and spreading these fictional gospels. But the Jesus of the Bible is often a hated Jesus, and the pastors that preach the Jesus of the Bible are often hated pastors. The world of unbelief does not have a lot of love in their hearts for the Jesus of the Bible or the ministers who preach on his behalf. In fact, Jesus in John 15, verse 19, says some pretty intense words. He says this, if you were of the world, speaking to his disciples, if you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Jesus tells us why the world of unbelief does not like him or his pastors. It's because of the message he brings to the world. John 7:7, Jesus says that he testifies about this world of unbelief, that its works are evil. And we know in our own experience and in church history, and we see it in the scriptures, that Jesus and the pastors who preach his gospel are not liked by the world of unbelief, because they teach that Jesus is the only one and the only way we can know God, and that all other religions are false. So, while the world is a hateful place for Christians in general, it is a particularly spiteful place for faithful pastors. Pastors are the public face of the Christian church. Pastors stand in pulpits preaching Jesus' gospel, pressing his claims upon humanity, persuading sinners to repent and believe. And pastors press into our lives as God's people. They call us to live lives that are holy and humble. And pastors call us to patiently endure suffering and persecution. Pastors represent Christ. And these labors make them very unpopular in the world of unbelief. But these same labors within the church make pastors like Nate and now like Austin worthy, as 1 Thessalonians 5 says, of our respect and our very high esteem and love here at Ascension Presbyterian Church. So Austin today starts as our assistant pastor. And I really want us to take to heart what the Holy Spirit's saying to us in verses 12 and 13 of 1 Thessalonians 5. It's our time now, as he's set apart as our pastor, to give him the respect and the very high esteem and love that he and his office as pastor now deserve. There's plenty of disrespect in the world of unbelief. Let's not be that way with our pastor. There's plenty of disregard in the world, which is what the word I think of when I think of the opposite of esteem. It's just disregard. Could care less. Couldn't care less. We don't want to do that with Austin now as our pastor. So it's our privilege to explore these. So, question for everybody here. How will Austin know that we respect him as our pastor? How will Austin know that we esteem him very highly in love as our pastor? I think the Word of God and divine wisdom, there's a lot of things we could talk about, but there's three behaviors in particular I want us to take to heart today and own and take responsibility for as a way of communicating to Austin respect and very high esteem in love. First, Austin will know that he is respected and esteemed by us when we are teachable and humbly submit to his spiritual authority over our lives. I mean, I've been a ruling elder working alongside pastors for 12 years now. And as I watch them and work with them, there's nothing more disrespectful within the church. Well, there's probably other things, maybe more. I don't know. It's up there. When you're unteachable, when their pastoral input into your life is met with stubbornness and a hard heart, the world of unbelief does not want to be told what to do. The world of unbelief insists on its own way. The world of unbelief is self-assured and has no need to change behaviors or to change their mind. It's not true for us as Christians. We receive and obey instruction. Christians defer to others and prioritize others. Christians are dependent on each other, and we are called to a life of sanctification. That is, in our Christian walk, our behaviors should be changing. How we think should be changing. And that comes through, by and large, the ministry of our pastors. And Austin is now taking that up in our lives. When Austin speaks into your life as your pastor, be teachable. When he brings the Word of God into your life in his preaching or his conversations with you, submit to that Word and take it to heart. When you do this, Austin will know and he'll experience your respect and very high esteem in love. So that was first, teachable. Second, Austin will know that he is respected and esteemed by us when we speak words of love and encouragement to him, whether face-to-face, over the phone, or a text or email. Please, never assume that Austin knows that you value his pastoral care. Never assume that Austin, that you're grateful for the time and energy that Austin spends on your pastoral, on your spiritual care. Never assume that Austin does not become discouraged, overwhelmed, or lonely in his work as your pastor. He needs to hear from you regularly. He needs to hear that you value him, that you appreciate him, that you are here for him, that you have his back. He does not need to hear you cut him down. He does not need to hear you infer that you could do his job better than he can. He should not be ignored by you. Tell him time and again that he is loved, that he's appreciated, that you are here for him and his family whenever they need your help. When you do this, Austin will experience your respect and very high esteem in love. Being teachable, talking to him, communicating to him. Lastly, Austin will know that he's respected and esteemed by us when we spend time with him. Austin's entire preoccupation as a pastor is for the spiritual well-being of God's people. When he preaches on a Sunday, be here, listening attentively. When he leads a discipleship hour class, show up and attend the class and give respect to the time he spent to prepare for your spiritual growth. When he asks you to work with him on a mercy project or an outreach activity, make yourself available to him and participate. Have him and his family over to your home. Take his family out for dinner or on an outing. Pray with him. Go on a walk with him. Meet him for lunch, a coffee, or a beer. Go on a double date with Austin and Ellen. Invest time with him as your pastor, as your brother in Christ, and as your friend. Enter into his life and invite him into your life and give him, as your pastor, access to you and your family. When you do this, Austin will experience your respect and very high esteem in love. As we conclude this charge, the world of unbelief is a hateful place. The world of unbelief will disrespect Austin and his pastoral calling. The world of unbelief will do all it can to ignore and disregard his pastoral labors. People of God at APC, let's resolve not to be a church that is disrespectful to Austin or that disregards his ministry. He has not only an unbelieving world, but the devil and legions of demons that are already committed to being disrespectful and hateful. We don't want to add to that. Rather, demonstrate respect and very high esteem and love for Austin and his pastoral labors. Be teachable and humbly submit to his spiritual authority. Frequently speak words of love and encouragement to him. Spend time with him and his family. When we behave in these ways, Austin will experience the respect and very high esteem and love that we read about in 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13. To the glory and honor of Jesus and God our Father. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful that you saved us out of the world of unbelief, that you've saved us from the enemy, that you've made us your own people, and that you have given us your Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit has given gifts to your church. We thank you for the gift of pastoral ministry that you've given Austin. Please help us, God. Save us from ourselves. Give us the power and grace to resist sinful impulses of disrespect and disregard. Grant us the grace to be teachable and humbly submit to Austin's pastoral authority. Give us the grace to speak words of love and encouragement into his life. May he never have to guess how we feel about him. Help him to hear it from our very lips time and again. And Lord, help us make time for Austin as our pastor. Help us invite him into our lives. Help us to pursue him and his wife and his children. May the church be a sweet oasis of friendship and encouragement for him and his family. And Lord, we do this because Jesus is worthy of our respect. He's worthy of our very high esteem and love. And we know that he asks us, Lord Jesus, we know you ask us to give Austin that same respect and esteem, and we want to do it. And we praise you for the opportunity to do so, and we trust in your grace to make it happen. In Jesus' name, amen.